This only happens once a year, so don't miss out. The city is closing its roads just for you. Grab your bike and join one of the free community rides in the Tour de Brisbane. Info at tourdebrisbane.org.
Hello, welcome to the podcast. Marto, Margo and Dan here with you. We love when you get in touch. 0484 10 1045. Text at any time. If we can't do it on the show, we'll do it now at the top of the podcast. And we were talking workplace investigations into theft. We'll hear that on the show today. A copper stealing stuff from around the station.
You'll hear it, but Darren wanted to get involved. Guys at work would steal lollies from a large lady's lolly jar on her office desk on the pretense that they were helping her health.
Diabetes.
Guys at work would steal lollies.
You don't need that. That's as much as I do.
We were talking about driving yourself to hospital as well, Margo. Stephen from Mitchelton got in touch. Wife is a real hero of this story. Mm. 2013, drove herself from Warner to Women's Hospital at 3 a.m. with a placental abruption.
Jeez, what's that? That doesn't sound good.
It's when the water breaks.
Oh.
I was deployed to Afghanistan at the time. We had no family or close friends in the area. First pregnancy, 4 months into.
Oh, Jesus.
It's a bit early for the waters to break.
Yes.
Currently have a healthy,
which
strong, confident 9-year-old boy.
Water's broken, right. It's placenta abruption.
Be
yeah, because it's too early.
Yeah, righto.
Made it home in time for the birth.
Oh, so the young fella's 9-year-old now.
Yeah, so they fixed it all up and the baby stayed in, clearly, because he was deployed in Afghanistan. He did get back in time for the actual
That's
birth.
A long time to hold out birth. They would have had to put her on a heap of steroids and bed rest and all sorts of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Is there anything women can't do? No, Stephen, because we are incredible.
Have you watched AFLW?
Marto, Margo and Dan on Triple M.
Boys, I didn't watch much footy over the weekend. I was busy, but the Lions, how did they go? I didn't get across the AFL.
Whoa.
No good.
Whoa.
What's happened?
Just let's
aren't you the number one ticket holder? The new curse?
The season starts this week coming up, this Friday.
Can start last week the trial?
It was another trial.
Margo, things were going well because I went to the local pub, the Hammo, the chock-a-block with the aircon, and everything was great. Like in the second quarter, Lions were killing them. It was something like 51-26 at half.
What happened?
Well, hold on, here we go.
And it results in a goal to Ashcroft, and Brisbane go further ahead. 5-1-31. Port Adelaide 3-8-26.
Oh, that was
That's
early.
Will Ashcroft, the weapon, the newbie, the 18-year-old. He's flying. It was 51-39 half time. We're on.
I'm watching the Titans beating the Storm and going, oh, that's interesting. Then I go, oh, Lions going well, good stuff. About an hour later, 45 minutes later, I went, what the hell happened there? I started looking again and they got hammered.
Siren, Port Adelaide, huge win here against one of the premiership Francis Brisbane in round one. It's 48 points at the moment. Jones has got a chance to kick his third.
Yeah, I don't need to hear that.
Uh-oh.
They got ETSD.
What happened?
They got lapped. 13 goals. I think they scored in the second half. Port Adelaide, we scored 3. So I don't. Well, a lot of people are pointing the finger squarely at the number one ticket holder.
Dan Anstey.
But then you've got to remember there's two number one ticket holders. And can I defend you?
Yes. Oh.
There's that girl that works for B105. She's the number one ticket holder as well. Was she rostered on for this game? Is it her fault?
Well, now you mentioned
turns.
Well, now you mention it, Greg. She is the historical number one ticket holder and ladies first. She should get the
first.
How
many premierships have the Lions won since she's been number one ticket holder?
None.
Zero.
How many
matches had you lost before this game as number one ticket holder?
Me personally, before this one. But she's where's she from, by the way?
South Australia.
Oh, my God. Are you thinking what I'm thinking? Conspiracy. Were you the number one ticket holder in the first half and then she was the number one ticket holder in the second half?
Have you ever considered becoming a lawyer? Because you are quite amazing.
Some angles.
Well, he's got that sting, CSI Marto, of course, because he likes a deep investigation into everything.
Well, I don't want to. Well, he's only been number one ticket holder, and you know how the special kitty was all excited, and his parents were excited, his greatest achievement in life.
Yeah.
I'd hate to think after 1 week they give you the axe.
Do you want to hear something that will tickle you, though? In our family group chat. Mm. Marto, have you ever heard of the Kennett curse, where Jeff Kennett, who
came out and bagged Geelong and Hawthorn, the president of Hawthorn,
said Geelong don't have the mental fortitude to beat us. The Hawks couldn't beat Geelong for about 5 or 6 years.
Oh, no. Are you the Kennett?
No, so he's the Anstey curse, I would say.
Dad has coined the term Anstey curse now. Oh, it's one game in and my family have
disappointed
already given,
them already.
Mm. I may be out of the family.
I mean, if making a career in radio didn't disappoint them after leaving your engineering degree.
I've got an engineering degree. You're working in radio.
It's been a lot of letdowns.
You're impressive.
Triple M Breakfast with Marto, Margo and Dan. Brisbane has.
Little things coming out, like you remember the Queen died and you think, oh, that won't happen again and that won't happen again. And I thought to myself, well, there'll be no telegrams to the people who turn 100 years of age from the Queen.
The letter from the Queen.
The oldies used to love that. They'd be sitting there nursing home, dribbling into their chest and just get a little telegram. And
would you now not get a letter from the King?
I don't know.
Does it have the same weight?
That's right.
Like, are people receiving the letter from the King the same that they would the Queen? I don't think they're as excited.
No one cares about Charles.
No.
I'm with you.
You don't want to hear from Prince Andrew, certainly.
Oh, my gosh.
This is our
chance. I think that's when you turn 16.
Have we got, when's he getting coronated? May 6th, another couple of months. It's our chance to break away and we haven't taken it. But listen, that's not what I want to talk about.
I think we will.
So you are not getting telegrams from the Queen anymore, but this is what happens when you turn 100. It's very special.
Rugby league legend Alfie Langer has crashed a party to wish Queensland's newest centenarian a happy birthday. Angie Olina, a grandmother of 15 and a great-grandmother of 32, has been a diehard Broncos fan for most of her life.
Has she really?
Oh, my goodness.
Or is one of her grandchildren a diehard Broncos fan and said, listen, Nan loves you, Alf. She looked at Alf and went, this is
I love that they said all her life. She's 100. The Broncos have been around, 30 years?
I don't know what she was up to before that. But you get to 100 and you go, sure, well, the greatest... Alfie? On the greatest day of my life?
He
what's he doing
here? Cake,
who is that small man over there?
God.
Is he here to dance for me? Well, funnily you mentioned
it. Oh,
he'll be up on the table, Alfie.
All right.
Spraying you with Red Bull.
There were suggestions in the same story that maybe it'll be too much for Alfie because people living longer, there'll be people turning 100 all over the place.
I'm sure he'd love to be. Alfie is one of Angelina's all-time favourite players, of course, Wally Lewis and Darren Lockyer. She says she doesn't have a favourite Bronco this year, but likes everyone on the team. Well,
she has no idea who plays for the Broncos.
I like them all.
All of them.
You get specific?
Who's the little baldy bloke? That's Alf. Oh, is that right?
Marto, Margo and Dan on Triple M Breakfast. Brisbane has.
What were we talking about the other day when I told you that I drove myself to hospital?
You said with a broken arm
you
drove to
hospital. Because I was neglected.
I think it was the Bali scooter ban we were talking about over there. They were banning tourists from riding scooters. Yeah. And then you showed us some footage, Margo, of a trip you went on once. And we said that Corey was hanging on.
What happened?
Well, Corey had too many drinks and he was the Vespa scooter driver whilst we were staying in Bali because I didn't feel comfortable and confident enough to do it because they're crazy over there, Marto.
Yeah, I know.
It's so fluid the way that they work in and out of each other. And Corey had too much to drink one night. So I found myself having to drive us from Chengdu back to Seminyak, which is about a 20-minute drive.
Yeah.
Vespa with a drunk Corey behind me.
Yeah, we're with you.
Just heckling me. And I'm trying to concentrate because I'm focused and I don't know where I'm going or what I'm doing.
Well, you are kind of qualified because in Logan there are a lot of 13-year-olds driving. And you're used to that, much like
Mum
in Bali.
And Dad at home,
there are.
Drunk.
But I found myself out in Caxton Street one night at Hotel LA and I slipped over on a drink that had been spilt on the dance floor and I broke my arm. I didn't realise at the time the severity of it, but I knew straight away that something was very wrong.
So you finished your drink?
Well,
with the other hand.
I wasn't drinking. I was driving and I had my car parked on Caxton Street, but it was an old 1970 XY Falcon and it was three on the stick, column shift.
Three on the tray?
Yeah, and I had to drive myself, no power steering, with the wrong hand from Caxton Street to the hospital because Corey was in Origin Camp staying at the Treasury at the time. He couldn't come and get me. I was all by myself. My girlfriends were too drunk to take me, so I ended up just driving myself to the hospital. 133.53.
I got a mate of mine 30 years ago, drove himself to the hospital after a redback bit him and he passed out on the M1. He ended up in the culvert when they found him and they thought it was just a car accident and then they saw the little bite and he woke up and he was frothing and everything like that.
Gosh.
Happens all the time. We've got people ringing.
Yeah, well, let's go to a song real quick. Or you want to talk to
Hayley on Hayley?
Oh, let's go real quick, Hayley. Drive yourself to hospital, did you, mate?
I sure did.
What happened, Hayley?
My water broke while I was giving my daughter a bath at home, and hubby was about 2 hours away at work.
Oh, no.
So you had to bail, you had to get her out of the bath, put her in the back seat of the car and drive to hospital?
Yeah, look, I should have just given her the bath, and then I thought, well, I probably should get there now.
Yeah.
And, grabbed a couple of towels, chucked them between my legs, hobbled to the car, chucked her in and drove myself to hospital.
Well, hell woman.
Hayley, how pregnant were you at this stage? Was it like...
Full term?
Full term, or you were expecting it any day? Yeah, full stage.
38 weeks.
Yeah, so you knew it could happen.
And Hayley, when did the baby come? Did the baby come in the car park, in the, you know, wheelchair on the way to the birthing suite, or did you deliver in the birthing suite? Did you make it?
Yeah, and I made it.
Yeah,
made it for about 3 hours.
Thankfully.
Oh, great story.
Wow, it's incredible.
Iron Woman, and there'll be plenty of others. 1-3-5-3 might have had a button on a work side. Mm-hmm. Could have fallen off anything.
Amazing, a maternity ward workers too, because you can just go from relatively chill, controlled situation to someone turning up, towels between their legs, baby imminent. Well done, everybody. Good on you, Hayley.
Kristen from Thorndale drove with a severed toe, drove herself.
Oh no.
Where was that other toe? We can't do everyone. Mark from Caboolture. What happened with you, mate?
Yeah, mate, I was working in the workshop at Brendale, and the 5-inch grinder with a meat axe disc on it fell off the bench. And as it fell, I've gone to catch it. Well, it's hit the trigger and started.
Oh, no, hold on. It wasn't going when it fell off the bench, but as you grabbed it, you've hit the on, yeah?
The on's hit the edge of the bench and started, and it's nicked the drumstick at the bottom of my thumb and opened it up, and I've clamped it up and gone to the front shed and gone, where's the nearest doctor's? And they said, oh, there's a new one around the corner, so I drove a manual about a kilometre around there, and I got this apprentice doctor. Looked like it was her first time with stitches.
Yeah.
She turned white, and she said, oh, look, I don't know if I can do this. And she put 9 stitches and 8 steri strips on it.
Oh.
And she said, geez, you're lucky. She said, up there at the top and down there at the bottom, they're ligaments, tendons. And then I went home and had to ride a Harley to Caloundra before the anaesthetic wore off.
What?
Oh, my Lord. Yeah. You probably should have driven yourself straight to the emergency department, Mark. How did your thumb end up? Did you need surgery?
Honestly, it's the straightest cut I've ever had in my life.
Clean as. Well done.
So yeah. What have we
Silver
learned
linings.
Now? Mark, if the grinder falls off the bench, don't
Let
try and catch it.
Let it go.
Well, Christmas Day 2020.
Oh, Jesus.
I was using the same thing, cutting shelves out of a toolbox in the back of the ute at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Well, it got away. It bounced around in the toolbox and hit me on the back of the wrist on the way out.
Oh, Jesus, Mark.
Three nights in hospital, 3 tendons to be reconnected, surgery on...
Mark, sell your grinder, sell it.
Can we
just put on the whiteboard for tomorrow when tools keep going? Like, I'll put a power saw down and the cat... I'll put Mark back on. Might probably happen to him. Power saw, the safety didn't go back down, went to put it down and she took off across the floor and almost ran over my toes, Mark. What about that one?
Mate, this thing never even slowed down.
Yeah, thought you might have a better one than that.
We'll get Mark back on tomorrow. He can help us. Ash in Victoria Point, though, we're talking drive yourself to hospital. What happened, mate?
Wasn't me, but it was my grandfather. About probably 30, 40 years ago, he owned a farm in Victoria and was going out to take care of the foxes that were eating his livestock.
Yeah.
As he's climbing the fence, you know, he's taking a shotgun with him, resting it on his foot, but didn't have the safety on. As he's climbed the fence, he's pulled the trigger, blowing 3 toes off.
Blowing 3 toes?
Hang on, big toe, one of those toes?
No, the 3
passages.
The other 3 on the side.
Oh, you can still wear thongs.
Don't worry about it.
So he kept the boot on, drove himself about 40-50 minutes to the closest hospital, and that was it.
Oh, that's great.
Incredible.
Well done, Ash. Does he keep showing you those toes? How is he?
he's not with us today.
Oh, he died from toe-related? Motto, Margo and Dan, you can listen in the car or wherever you can. Triple M Breakfast with Motto, Margo and Dan.
all over the Battle of Brisbane. Who would have predicted that? The Broncos v. the Dolphins this Friday night,
top
round
of the
four.
Top table clash, thank you.
Dolphins are number two on the ladder. Broncos are number one. And what are they, separated by three or four
points differential? It's incredible.
It's amazing. And if you want to be there, you can't. It's a sellout. I'm sorry. Apart from the fact that here at Triple M, we have 20 tickets for people getting involved in our tug of war across the Kurilpa Bridge, 10 on each side. So you'll get two tickets each as part of the winning team.
It might be time, just on the back of all that. On Fridays, we give the fry pan out, who's been annoying you or things that have been really awful during the week. But Mondays, we stay positive because it's been such a huge weekend. There's been achievements. There's been people giving it their best shot.
We need to acknowledge that.
Can I just hand out the 1, 2, 3, 2, 1, but we'll start at the 1 point.
Hang on, are you welcoming us to the Dally Triple M's?
Oh, I didn't know that.
You're like Jimmy Kimmel.
I didn't know there was official... the Hollywood for sport. Now, listen, the 1 point, and I believe we're going to have a more extensive chat about him later, but every team needs a redhead, and there's blokes from Caboolture. Corey Horsburgh from the Raiders. He is one of the ugliest rugby league players I've ever seen in my life. No,
poor Corey.
He's so happy with his orange. He's growing a goatee this year, and he's wearing orange boots. If a bloke can wear the same colour boots as your head, that's a pretty fancy manoeuvre. And he scored two tries.
Embracing the ranger.
He scored two tries.
If you're ginger and fair skin, what better team to play for than Canberra?
I know. You look at this Corey Horsburgh. You think he's from Caboolture. Thank God he doesn't live. That's why he moved to Canberra.
Straight out of the sun.
Red and green.
You've got to adjust the brightness on your TV when he's running around. You go, oh,
it's very bright.
Too much.
He's not a fashion icon, that's for sure. Okay, one vote for him.
One
what do you got?
Corey Wells. Two votes for the Warriors. It's a combined. The Warriors just won, beat the Cowboys in Townsville. Their first game in Australia in 13 matches. That's the first time they've won in 13 matches.
They upset my tipping, Marta. I'm not happy.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yes. That's a personal thing.
Yes.
Also, 2 points. Jermaine Asako, who was complete rubbish when he left the Broncos. And then where else did he go last year? Someone help me. He got sacked from there. It was hopeless. His confidence was shattered. He could always do good things, but then he'd do ridiculous stuff. Wayne has got him playing like an absolute champion. Wayne,
I remember
him.
Corey saying to me, because you rubbished him last year, the year before for the Broncos, and Corey said, Marto, watch out for him. He's a great player. He just needs coaching.
He needs coaching.
He was coaching.
You know what he needed? An arm around him.
Someone to hug him. Uncle Wayne has put
the arm around him.
He was at the Titans in the middle. He's been all over Queensland.
Yeah, they said, yeah, you can have him. Oh, God, you can have him.
Incredible player, but just needs coaching.
He does some wonderful things, but Wayne's cut the stupid crap out of his game and his goal kicking. Good on you, Jermaine Asako. He's leading point scorer in the NRL after three rounds.
Is he already? Yeah.
Extraordinary.
Good job. Well done.
All right, 2 points to the Warriors and them and 3 points.
Who's your three?
Does it have to be footy related?
No, it does not have to be footy related.
Can I just give the concept of the backyard pool 3 votes just for over the weekend, just because it was 48 billion degrees? Just the idea of having a body of water in your backyard. Whoever thought of that, 3 votes for you.
It was too hot for that as well.
No, because I was giving my 3 points to air conditioning. Well done, air conditioning.
This is Triple M Breakfast with Marto, Margo and Dan. Brisbane as.
Oh, can we just speak about something? We briefly touched on it earlier, but there's a belief in my mind, I don't think I'm the only one, every rugby league team needs a redhead. It's just a redhead always fires up. They're always the workers of the team. They're usually not flashy. And one bloke that is Caboolture boy, Corey Horsburgh. Never heard of him? Well, I'll tell you what. Somebody listening right now will go, oh, the Horsburgh kiddie from up there at Caboolture. I'm calling him a chance to be a bolter for our State of Origin.
Oh.
And you're going, hold on, mate, it's a bit early to talk Origin.
Never.
And I'll say to you, thank you.
Never too early
to talk Origin.
Obviously, Queensland.
You said he's a Caboolture boy,
is he?
He's the redhead kitty who's got orange boots, orange hair, and he's growing an orange moustache and goatee this year.
With fair skin and orange hair, let me guess, he either went to Canberra or Melbourne to take the edge off.
What do you, in terms of the...
Who he plays for.
Yeah. You'd have to get
he's
out of Caboolture.
He's the bloke I suggested when he comes on the screen, you've got to turn your brightness down and go, Jesus, he's bright. He's just completely white. But he's from Caboolture, so he headed down to Canberra to get out
smart.
Of the sun.
Yeah, smart man.
Yesterday, he scored 2 tries. Like, he shouldn't be scoring tries, but yesterday he did. He keeps on going. He's like an old Massey Ferguson tractor. But what he also did, he tempted that Cronulla bloke. The Raiders beat... Cronulla, by the way. He tempted him. He annoyed him so much that this bloke threw a punch at him. It only just hit him in the goatee and the guy got sent off. So that's brilliant play, being able to bait another player. And he's a hero to the people in Canberra. They love this bloke. Corey Horsburgh, remember that name?
Played for the Caboolture Snakes, Marto.
Yep.
And I know that because I came across Corey Horsburgh in my social media feed. I didn't watch any football over the weekend, so I had no idea.
What were they talking about?
I had no idea that he'd scored tries.
Oh, mate, he was great yesterday, Arvo.
What they were talking about, though, is the Corey Horsburgh Big Red Dog, which is...
Is that what they call him?
It's a food option at GIO Stadium.
Well, at Canberra Stadium?
Yeah. They've got a 12-inch Frankfurt... cheese, bacon, shallots, house-made beer and bacon cheese sauce on a Raiders green bun.
On a Raiders green bun? Was that only for Paddy's Day or... Oh, Jesus, that's you've just shown me a photo.
Corey Horsburgh Day. It's an incredible...
Look at that sausage.
Incredible food
that's
option.
Extraordinary.
That's intimidating.
It's got sausage hanging out each end of the bun, too.
It's pretty incredible.
And a pretty green bun. That looks mouldy.
And as I mentioned, I saw it on my social media, GIO Canberra Stadium. They posted it and then the NRO...
What were they
NRL
call-
roast picked it up.
What are they calling it? The Horsburgh or the Corey?
The Big Red Dog.
The Big Red Dog.
The Big Red Dog, Corey Horsburgh's. And, of course, other players love heckling each other on Instagram. So I've gone to the comments and I'm just going to read you some. Hectic cheese, very specific inches, 12.
Very specific.
Very specific.
That's great.
And then there's, of course, the people want to come out and bag him. Prefer the weak gutter dogs they sell at Bluebet Stadium.
Of course, I forget.
Ricky Stewart, of course.
Is there a 47 Texters burger?
No, the sausage should be made up of chicken the way he backed up when Hunt come after him.
Whoa.
Who's hit him with that?
Does it come with tissues? I mean, serviettes.
Oh,
sorry.
Lovely.
And then somebody said, my wife said 12 inches is too much.
Oh, Jesus. What is going on?
Yeah, do they have a smaller option?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, there's a half.
You wouldn't want that. You've got the Alfie Langer sausage and it's a 2-inch sausage.
Yes. With vodka and Red Bull side. Triple M Breakfast. Don't you know Marto,
Margo and Dan on the radio. Triple M Breakfast with Marto, Margo and Dan.
Some news in the land of aviation, gentlemen. We need one. Yeah, we need,
aviation.
Need a dumb criminal. $370,000 of cash was found in a traveller's carry-on. A Korean national has been charged after allegedly trying to travel from Sydney to Melbourne with $370,000 of cash in their carry-on luggage. And there's no problem if you want to carry cash in your luggage, probably to pay for the in-flight snacks, maybe on your Jetstar flight.
Yeah, fair enough.
However,
need a bit of money on you.
He during the screening, he failed to say why he had that much cash on him, and I'm sure there's plenty.
Is there a law against travelling around with $370,000?
I think over $10,000, you've got to declare. You just got to declare.
But that's if you're putting into it a financial institution. Yeah. If you're just travelling down to see your rallies and you owe them some money and they're bikies.
I mean, clearly unimpacted by the cost of living. I mean, he could have said, have you seen the price of electricity these days?
I've got to pay a bill.
I'm going to Melbourne. Have you seen the rent down there? That $370,000 cash is going to give me 12 months rent.
So did they arrest him?
They've charged him for not being able to explain. I mean, surely with that sort of money, instead of catching a flight and not only putting it in your carry-on luggage, which you know is going to get screened, hire a car and drive it to wherever you need to get it from. Surely.
Put it in your suitcase.
What an idiot.
How about hire a helicopter?
Hire a helicopter.
Oh, yeah. What about buy a helicopter?
It's a seesaw battle.
It's a battle because it's a battle.
It's a battle.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Triple M's Battle of Brisbane.
Who would have predicted that round 4, the Battle of Brisbane, Dolphins v Broncos, would be a top-of-the-table clash? And I've been told to say... Grab your tickets from dolphinsnrl.com.au. I don't know how you're going to go. Everyone's calling it a sellout. There might be one ticket behind a big screen somewhere.
Oh, check it out. You can check it out. But the other way to win them is via our tug of war, the Battle of Brisbane.
That's right. And on Team Southside, we have Rose, Elaine, Adam, Leanne, and Nathan.
Team Northside already in the lineup. Jeff, Amber, Scott. Is it Mez and Sarge?
All right, so you get one more each here. There's going to be 10 per team. Tug of war across the Kurilpa Bridge, which is the pedestrian bridge we're looking at out the window here. Winning team, there's 20 tickets to go between them, so everyone can bring a mate along Friday night.
So today we wanted people who grew up or who were originally on the north side, went to the south side, and alternatively from the south side who went over to the north side who still want to, who are able to tug.
Matt from Fernie Hills, currently living on the north side, mate. Did you defect from the south side? What happened?
I did. Well, Margo, I've travelled around the whole world, but I've never seen North Brisbane. And, you know, growing up in Runcorn, we always thought these guys had two heads.
Yeah.
And so I was like, okay, well, I've just got to get over there. And, you know, sometimes you just got to do what you got to do to get away from your in-laws.
Just bite the bullet, and there it is.
That's the one.
Okay.
There's always a motivating factor for Matt, and that was it for you, right?
That was it. So we moved as far away as possible, and, you know, we were right. So you came over here, and, you know, North Brisbane is sort of what the rest of the world forgot about.
I was going to say, that was a bit of a cheap shot coming from you, saying the Northsiders have two heads. You said you were from Runcorn originally, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Matt, you're happy now. You identify as a Northsider, so that means you'll be, if you're happy to have him, Greg, he'll be on your team in the tug of war.
Your physical capabilities, Matt? How big are you?
Oh, you know, about, you know, 5 foot nothing.
Yeah, but strong.
Yeah. How's your grip strength, Matt? That's what it comes down to. We got calluses on the hands
there. Yeah, no, big hands, yeah, guys. So yeah, no.
When did you last tug? Okay. Going from the south side to the north side, Tiffany from Mansfield. Hello and welcome.
Hello.
All right. What happened? Why did you cross the brown snake?
Well, when I first moved to Brisbane, I didn't know better, so I started living on the north side, but I was quickly corrected and moved myself over to the south.
She came to the light. She saw the light and she said, I need to get out of this darkness.
Are you living with anyone or are you on your own? Who did somebody?
Yeah, I live with my fiancé.
Oh, lovely. Was he always a south sider?
Yes, always. Yeah,
he encouraged you willingly.
All right, are you happy, Margo? Anything you need to know about Tiff before you add her to the team?
No, Tiffany sounds lovely, and she saw the light, and I'm okay with that. Southside is where it's at, and she's going to represent.
Tiff, you'll be the sixth person on Team Southside. Matt will be the sixth person
Matt's
on Team
Northside. Matt's a big Broncos
Northside.
Fan too, so yeah. He'll be motivated to get those tickets.
We should play Matt then, just very quickly.
Oh, here, Matt, the new song.
That's Dolphins. That's a Dolphins song. Have you heard the new Broncos song, Matt?
Put your hooves up.
If you get hold of a horse's leg, just put it in the air. It's hilarious.
DolphinsNRL.com.au was saying to go to get tickets for Friday night. I don't know how you'll go. We're pretty sure it's a sellout, but we have got four more spots left on each team for Friday. The big tug of war. Winning team goes.
The last tickets in town to the Broncos v. the Dolphins Friday night, Suncorp Stadium. It's going to be incredible.
Keep it here on Triple M to win them.
Triple M Breakfast with Marto, Margo and Dan.
We used to do a bit postcode carry-on. I don't know where that little jingle for that would be.
Remember
that? We haven't done it for ages when people carry on in their suburbs and stuff. You haven't got it? Don't worry, because I want one. I know we don't like to go overseas too often, but this is worthwhile because it's a celebrity postcode carry-on.
Okay.
But we could relate back to your own suburb. So we do want when you've got a neighbour dispute. But listen to this beauty.
I found it, by the way.
There you go. Postcode carry-on. We're in London, okay, and it's Jimmy Page. You know who Jimmy Page is? The great guitarist from Led Zeppelin. Oh, here we go. The master of the riff. That's him.
A whole lot of love.
Jimmy Page. A lot of noise. Generated by Led Zeppelin. I can remember they played at Milton Tennis Courts here. My sisters went to it. Timber Grandstand. I think Led Zeppelin played there. My sisters went.
And they would have practiced in their garage.
So loud.
Marto, my dad went to that. Shout out to Chris. He still has hearing loss from the Led Zeppelin concert.
Loudest
still,
thing ever. All right, so he's living in London in his mansion, whatever he made from working for Led Zeppelin about 3 or 4 years ago. Robbie Williams moves in next door.
Entertain you.
And as happens, when you move into a house and you got plenty of dough, Robbie Williams wants to do a reno.
Oh, renovations.
Jimmy Page has been living there for years and he likes peace and quiet. He doesn't like any noise. Oh, he does up. You know what he does now for his hobby is stained glass windows.
No.
He's really quiet.
I'm sorry, Jimmy. You've polluted the world with noise enough. You now need to cop it,
not according to Jimmy Page. So Robbie Williams, he wanted a bigger house, but, you know, over there you can't go outwards or up. He wanted to dig. He wanted to go down under. So he starts... He put his application in, and Jimmy Page from Led Zeppelin, he's gone, not on my watch.
Complained.
Complained. He said, he doesn't do noise. Apparently, Jimmy Page does not do noise.
He wouldn't have much hearing, surely.
I would guess something's wrong or it agitates him or something. He said, no, he cannot have digging equipment on that, and he made them get there was noise monitoring equipment around Robbie Williams' property that fed back to the lawyers, and this has been going for 2 years, and apparently it's taken a turn for the worse.
How does Robbie do his renovations?
Hand digging. They've made them hand dig, like with crowbar and shovels, to do his renovation.
Yuck.
All right. Are you ready? Postcode carry on.
Hang on. Didn't Robbie hang a sign up?
Oh, that's right. Help. They had...
This is so good.
Big, huge poster, like not life size, mega life size of Robbie Williams and Jimmy Page, okay? And in between them, it just said, let me excavate.
Oh,
excavate you.
Go, Robbie.
One of the great fights. All right, let's bring it back to your own postcode. Troubles with the neighbours, perhaps?
Neighbours from Hell. It's a classic on ACCA, Current Affair.
Have they made too much noise?
We just realised that postcode carry on, a lot of it was just libelous and we couldn't put it to air.
Yes, anyway, that's what happens. And that's all right.
They wanted to use names and court cases and we probably can't put a lot of that to air.
I did manage to find one over the weekend on Facebook. It's the Carina Neighbourhood Hub and Community.
Neighbourhood Hub, yeah.
There was a very concerned person who addressed the community and said, just wondering whether anyone knows what this god-awful smell is around the Cannon Hill Carina area. Is it the new Manippi golf course using manure for fertiliser?
Oh, okay. Maybe it is.
Well, somebody came...
Isn't there an abattoir there? Yeah, there's an abattoir at Cannon Hill. Might be from that too.
But obviously always someone in the comments who is willing to help and assist those with questions and curiosity. Dolphin supporters living in the area, I believe.
Oh, that's a Broncos fan. Yeah. Has gone
that's a Broncos fan. That's a
put your hooves up.
It's going to be bad.
This week, it's just going to be all of that, isn't it? Just
there's going to be a lot of that Slinky. Sort of stuff.
Triple M Breakfast. Motto, Margo and Dan on 104.5 Triple M.
I think we all know that stealing's wrong, don't we? We told our children that. Our society keeps pressing that. You can't go
it's
around...
It's the lowest form of anything.
You reckon?
Yeah. I reckon lower. Stealing's pretty low.
Oh, jeez.
Well, a bit rough. Yeah. There's probably lower.
Murder's probably... Yeah. But yeah, that's stealing stuff. Someone's
rape,
life.
Rape's pretty, not pretty bad. Really bad. Yeah.
Anyway, let's go back to stealing.
Pedophilia's pretty bad too.
Yeah, all of those are
stealing
bad.
Stealing someone's innocence.
Sorry. Theft is shit.
Do you want to just go to the traffic? Are we done? No. Just a PSA.
I was going to talk about stealing, but I'll push forward as a police senior constable has been accused of stealing. Oh. Now this is serious. When cops, the people who we think have got a uniform, are supposed to stop other people stealing, has stolen some stuff.
Well, sometimes you hear about when they raid houses and they've got like heaps of drugs or heaps
money.
Of cash, watches. Some parts of it goes missing.
Doesn't happen in Australia, you think? Surely not.
Well, I think it just
listen
happened recently.
Bloke.
Didn't they steal some pretty hefty watches?
Play on.
I mean, they're
what
only
is
human.
He stolen?
Come on, they're only human. If the three of us went
he
into a house...
He stole $36 of chocolate ice cream and soft drink from the police station social club without paying.
But what a dog.
But then he's... Dirty. All right, so you know those things they come in, they're trying to raise funds or something or other. But the Longreach... And he was in Longreach. He was sensationally charged by his colleagues after he allegedly took the items over a six-week period.
He got charged.
They charged him. They charged a fellow police officer.
Well, you can't steal from other
cops. It gets worse. They set up, they went, hold on, some of the chocolate's gone. gone missing and
no one's paid.
You were supposed to mark on the form what you're taking and then you were charged at the end of the month.
He wasn't paying up.
He didn't tick, so they set up a camera to catch who was stealing the chocolate and ice cream.
Geez, your colleagues mustn't like you.
You reckon he's hated him.
He's an op.
There's one of those here, and if Margot had taken some and I busted her, I'd have a quiet word and say, mate, put some money
in it. The temptation is real. That chocolate thing in the centre of the kitchen. Oh, my God, there's so many times. I'm like, look away.
We have more cash.
But the point is, I wouldn't rat you out, Margot. You've got to be a turd of a person.
You would come
if they
to me.
Put you publicly on blast and fired you for theft.
You would say, look, Margot, I know you stole that chocolate bar. Put two bucks in.
And I've been stealing them too, mate.
After the officer, apparently there was 9 occasions when he took stuff without marking it on the sheet. After the officer allegedly began taking items, the information was forwarded to a detective
The worst place to steal stuff at a police station where it's their job to track down people doing the wrong thing.
Yeah, I've got heaps.
We've got a chocolate burglar amongst us.
Can we investigate this? It's not just at the Long Reach Police Station. This happens everywhere.
What, people are stealing chocolates in their workplace?
No, not just chocolates. Stealing anything. I bet your teachers, there'd be people stealing stuff here.
I inadvertently take home stuff from here. Like, I don't intentionally mean, like pens, notepads.
I think that's all right.
Is that
thieving? I mean, on building sites, taking someone's planer or taking their impact driver or something like
that. Nobody's going to admit to stealing stuff, surely.
Someone in. Maybe you had someone on your side who was dodgy.
Yeah. You be the detective. Who have you caught stealing or who or what was stolen from your workplace?
Can we say souveniring? It might be more encouraging.
Okay.
They don't want to, imprison. What is that, false imprisonment? They don't want to imprison themselves.
Aiding and assisting.
No, you know when you put yourself up and it's like...
Just plead the fifth or something. Yeah. That's America.
They don't want to incriminate themselves.
133353. It's all right. Stealing in the workplace.
What have you stolen? You've been here 21 years.
A lot of hearts.
21 years. The hearts of the Triple M listeners.
No, I haven't stolen anything. I pillaged a bit. See, pillaging.
Merchandise.
Oh, what are you, a Viking?
Yeah, well, that's sort of just grabbing some stuff that was
taking from the rich.
Excess to needs.
Giving to the poor.
All right, so if you've pillaged some stuff that was excess to needs on your workplace or stolen some stuff.
We're getting stuff there. 133353. Just quickly, that detective. Can you imagine being a cop and them going, all right, Gary, you've got the murder case. Greg, you're on the bank robbery.
Yep.
And Jason, the chocolate box.
Craig from Bridgman Downs. How are you, mate?
Pretty good, mate. How can I help you?
You rang us, but you had an investigation at your workplace.
Yeah, this was the early 90s. One of the gentlemen stole $500,000 worth of plasterboard from a store.
$500,000? And what, did anybody notice? Like, at what point?
They started to notice on the figures and they didn't know if it was the store manager or anybody because there was only 4 guys that worked at this place.
Yeah.
So they got us as a junior manager to hide in the bushes on the weekend and we had to record everything.
You were hiding in the bushes.
Yeah, that was the best job out.
You sound like an ex-wife, a scorned ex-wife who's trying to catch out her cheating husband.
And Craig, who was it? Were they taking a few sheets every day or what happened?
No, they were taking semi-trailer loads on the weekend. The foreman's brother, just subtle
stealing.
That's a full inside job, though, isn't it? The foreman and his brother are in on it.
Are you out of jail for that?
Yeah, surely.
They ended up getting a little bit of you don't work here anymore, because they didn't know how far it went.
Wow.
$500,000, you've got to go to jail.
A lot of plasterboard.
I remember hearing a story about a school down the south side near us where the family were on the board of the school and one of the daughters of the principal was pilfering money out of the kitty, paying for skiing holidays. $375,000 she pilfered out of the school.
Investigation. It's not just chocolate.
They got booted. They got a new principal and everything.
You've got to go to jail for that kind of money, don't you?
Plasterboard. What are you in for? Plasterboard. chocolate.
How much, though? $500,000.
From Caballabar.
$36 worth of Cornetto is not really worth it.
Is there an investigation that needs to be launched at your workplace, Steve?
Yeah, morning, guys. How you doing?
Yeah, good. Well, what happened?
I used to work at a Franklin store in Caballabar.
Our mate at Franklin's.
No, not Blinds. The Franklin's.
No, not Franklin's Blinds. Franklin's Supermarket.
I was going to say.
Yeah. Anyway, so this, we had a thief in the lunchroom, and every day I used to take my lunch in a little Dixie and put it in the fridge and have a beautiful, nice hot meal at lunchtime. And then I went up one day and my Dixie was gone and I couldn't find it anywhere. And I asked around and no one knew where it was.
Yeah.
Anyway, went without my lunch. And when I went up to the lunchroom the next day, here's my Dixie all washed up in the cupboard.
Well, interesting.
Someone had eaten my lunch and, washed up my Dixie nice enough and stuck it back in the cupboard for me.
But they got a conscience if they're...
At least they had the courtesy to wash up your plate, at least, Steve.
Yeah, exactly.
Was there a note in there, Steve? Hey, sorry about that. I got confused. I won't do it
again.
There
was no note, Dan.
Like Marto. When Marto steals people's lunches in the fridge, he takes the Tupperware home with him as well.
that's a smart man, does that. It's Marto and Margo and Dan on
Triple M. Triple M Breakfast with Marto, Margo and Dan. Nearly out of here. Mitch in the morning taking over up next. He might play this for the second time. That's your one repeat workday song. We've done it. Mitch or Josh this afternoon will play it again. The only song you'll hear twice on Triple M. And when you hear it that second time, call in. Finn McCools will hook you up with food and drink for your whole workplace.
Hey, the Rush Hour are going to be on this afternoon with Lisa, Liam and Dobbo, and we just wanted to get in and say a massive congratulations to Dobbo, who welcomed the birth of his twin boys on Friday night. Yeah, congratulations, nice Dobbo.
St. Paddy's Day.
St. Paddy's Day. He says, born late Friday night, 17th of March, the luck of the Irish is alive and well. So congratulations to him and Amity.
The names, are they there? Is it true?
What are
some of his favourite things?
We don't know if this is a joke, but the announcement is that he's called them, that clothing company's got a sponsor.
Ariat?
One of them's called Ariat.
Oh, that's a wise move because they can outfit them for life.
And the other is named after...
They do some cute baby boots.
Do they? Oh, that's nice.
The other's named after the coach of the Broncos.
What?
Not Kevin. He's called, the other one's called Walters. But with an apostrophe and no T.
Oh, like the Pacifica way of spelling Walters.
Walters.
Yeah.
So,
W-O-L apostrophe T-E-R-S.
I guess congratulations to Dobbo and Amity on the birth of Walters and Ariat.
Do you want their real names or should we let the Rush Hour do that this afternoon?
They can fix that up.
They can fix it.